Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. Police are calling on witnesses or dash cam footage of a fatal crash this morning in Perth's north. A 50-year-old woman has died after her Hyundai i30 collided with a bus in Warwick around 8. This eyewitness has told 7 he helped get 3 dogs out of the hatchback.
Car was on fire and the driver was unconscious over the steering wheel with 3 large dogs in the back. One lady came out to help the driver immediately and the rest of us were trying to get the dogs out of the car. We managed to pull all the dogs out and pull her to the side of the road as well.
Sadly, one of the dogs has died. The teachers' union is standing firm in its fight for an increase in their pay packet and improved conditions. It's estimated 4,000 teachers will walk off the job for half a day tomorrow, impacting more than 80 public schools across the state. Union President Matt Jarman concedes it'll be disruptive for parents, but says it's a last resort after months of bargaining. Perth's ferry services could be expanded, with the state government setting aside $2 million for a feasibility study. The Public Transport Authority will assess potential terminal locations and ferry designs. Transport Minister Rita Saffiotti says it'll help ease congestion.
A ferry from Canning Bridge area to Matilda Bay would be comparable to catching a train and then bus. So we're looking at areas where we can try and take some congestion away from the bus and train routes as well.
The Prime Minister is heading to Papua New Guinea to catch up with his counterpart James Marape. Anthony Albanese will also spend 2 days walking the Kokoda track to commemorate Anzac Day. To sport, the Eagles will try their luck at the AFL Tribunal tomorrow night. The team will challenge Tom Barras's one-match ban for rough conduct against Frio's Michael Walters in Saturday's derby win. Midfield coach Jared Schofield says the last 2 wins are having a massive impact on the team's confidence.
When you give evidence of what we've been chasing with the small wins and what we're chasing from an identity part, gives belief to the players that what we're chasing is there.
While Eagles young gun Harley Reid has been nominated for Mark of the Year.